Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. This Monday, October the 25th.
Tonight for Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials, attempts to unseat President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and related issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health says there was one person who died of COVID-19 in the country yesterday, bringing to total the number of people that have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year to 4,669. The total number of Zimbabweans who have succumbed to coronavirus since March last year.
According to the Ministry of Health, 26 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded countrywide yesterday.
And Zimbabwe has so far recorded 132,651 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and just over 127,000 recoveries, and more than 3.5 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. At least 2.5 million have received both doses, with the country needing to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In other news, some Zimbabweans staged a peaceful protest today, demanding the removal of target sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials by the West.
In a related development, Sybert Musengezi, who has filed a high court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary, says he is receiving death threats amid worsening factionalism in the ruling party.
In an interview with the VOA Zimbabwe service, Musengezi dismissed presidential spokesperson George Alamba's remarks that he is not a ZANU-PF member, saying he joined ZANU-PF at a very tender age and he is still in the party.
He filed a court order seeking the nullification of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's leadership of ZANU-PF, saying his elevation was illegal, as the central committee that made the decision to remove the late former President Robert Mugabe from the post of party secretary was not properly convened.
At the same time, some ZANU-PF youth are calling for the amendment of the Zimbabwe Constitution to insert a clause granting a president an unlimited term of office. This comes at a time when the party is preparing for its annual National People's Conference. Ngibambe zvukanda valinjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezithiyeneyo. Lamhlanje sihlangana ku Live Talk. Lapha sikhuluma khona ngokudongonengi. Singathi ke isamba sethu lamhla sigcwele kakhulu. Sile COVID-19 esikhuluma ngayo, bese kubuya ke izijezo zenoto ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF. Lokunye ke khonokho imizamo yokuthi ususwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni, ngoba kuthiwa ke wangena kuleso sikhundla sikanobhala jikelele kwebandla leZANU-PF ngendlela engayisiyo. Kodwa sikhangele ukuqala ke iCOVID-19. Kule Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulo muntu oyedwa obulewe COVID-19 izolo. Kuthi lokhu sikutsho ukuthi sokulabantu abayi 4,669 asebabulawa iCOVID-19 ukusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye. Izolo njalo ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kuthi kulabantu abafika amajumi amabili lasithupha 26 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye sokulabantu 132,651 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19, kwathi ke abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bedlula 127,000. Abantu abedlula 3.5 million sebeyihlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kwese kusithi abayi 2.5 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokwesibili. Sibonile njalo ke abantu eZimbabwe namhlanje betshengisela emgwaqweni, abanye ke singathi bonke tshengisela emgwaqweni besithi kazesulwe izijezo zenoto ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kwese kusula njalo lolunye udaba kulo mnumzana Sybert Musengezi, waphanyeka udaba lokuthi Mnangagwa angenanga ngemfanelo esikhundleni, waliphanyeka ke emthethwandaba we-High Court. Esithi hayi, kumele kulungiswe lokhu, kwenziwe umhlangano omutsha, ukhethwe umkhokheli omutsha. So ke uMsengezi uphinde wathi lokhu kukhulunywa ngabanye abantu abathi yena so member bayazikhulumela, bakhuluma nje intando yakho. Bese kusiba labanye njalo abakubandla leZANU-PF abathi hey, So kumele ukuthi ke umnango bahlala isikhathi eside esesikhundleni ngoba bathi wenza kahle mavelas so kunjalo
pachirongwa chedu chelaptop musi wemuvuro October 25th, 2021 nasi tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uye zvetichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tichange tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika nenyika dzakadai seBritain neAmerica zviri kunzi izvozvi bviswe pane kuratidza kwaitwa nhasi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nekubvutswana zvakare asi tombodzokera panyaya yecovid-19 Zimbabwe pari zvino yave nevanhu 132,651 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vasvika pa127,298,000 kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vasvika ivo pa4,669 tozotarisa isu vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino vadaudzira 3.2 million munyika kunyange hazvo nyika ichida kuti iwanikwe iyo ichibaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane inonzi iyo herd immunity uyezve kuti vanhu vagokwanisa kuwanikwa vasisaparadzirani denda iri recovid-19 tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvinyorwa zvakanyorwa nemumwe anova iye anozvitii nhengo yezanupf vakawanikwa ivo vachiendesa nyaya yavo kumatare vasaidhep musengezi vachivawanikwa ivo vanyora kuhigh court vachiti ivo mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa ngavabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakagadzwa zvisiri pamutemo asi kutaura kwavo vari kuti ivo zvakaitika panguva iyo vamugade vakabviswa pachigaro mupati yavo iyoyo yezanupf hazvina kuitwa zvakanaka asi ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa zvakare tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yezimbabwe uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane vamwe vawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachiti zvirango izvi ngazvidziiswe taona zvakare kuine mumwe musangano wanga uri kuitwa kubotswana kune dzimwe nyikawo dzemuafrica dzichibatana nezimbabwe nyika dziri musadak vachikurudzira kuti zvirango zvakatenderwa zimbabwe zvibviswe saka tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo nezvimwewo zvakatarisana nenyika pari zvino
marvelous there are some people who are actually saying you know these sanctions are damaging Zimbabwe and so forth. We saw Linda Masarira today. She was marching in Harare together with other members of the broad alliance against sanctions. So they are calling for the removal of these targeted sanctions. So there are also some ZANU-PF members who are saying, you know what, these sanctions should go. But other people are saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, so therefore these sanctions must remain. So let's see what some people were doing in Harare today. So now I think we'll bring you that that audio where people were actually, protesting in the streets saying these sanctions must go. So I think there we go. So there you are, marvelous. That is Linda Masarira with other members of the Broad Alliance Against Sanctions. So they're saying, you know, these sanctions must go, and they were singing some revolutionary songs. Chime in there.
Aiwa, apo tangashu kuona mushare Linda Masarira. Baka batana ivo, ni vamo umamu mapacho. Akashu nivira, vachiti ivo. Vari kuda kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika zvidziiswe tanzwa vachiimba zvimbo zvehondo zvaimboimbwa munguva yapfuura pahondo yechimurenga panya iyo chichikwechi chaitika muharare nasi.
Ye, unjalo ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantu sibila bathi isitheso lezi mavela sikumele zisuswe. Kodwa ke sikale ke ngo Linda Masarira ekhuluma ngakho khona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni isitheso lezi. So siyawazi ukuthi ukhulume ngendima ezijeneyo ukuthi sizame ke ukuthi simlethe sizokuthi yena uMasarira besithini ke ngezitheso zenotho lezi.
Uchanjeri wekuziva kuti vanhu veganja chena vasina mabvi hapana pavakaoa vakana isuvaaana vanotaura nyayese hive dzaitsabi nekuti humende raita vari kutaura yakaitika patakatora minda yedu ndo pavakatanga kutaura nyaya yemasancheni vachiti mambunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu veganda dema veganda chena sori tichitarisa kumashure tine zvinhu zvizhinji zvakaitika kuvanhu vatema muno munyika medu segukura hunji pairwidzana vanhu vakasiyana siyana hatina kumboona vekuamerica nembasi vachiti takuisa masanctions kuzimbabwe nekuvaisa mahuman rights kurwanda takaona mahuti nematutsi vachirwa hatina kumbonzwawo us embassy vachiti takuisa masanctions nekuti vanhu vari kurwa ikoko tinoona kwese kurana mozambiki nigeria kune hondo dzakasiyana siyana dzimwe dzichiitwa nemasoja munyika timwe nyika idzi asi hatina kana South Africa, but it's a good thing. Vanhu vatema muno vati tabuda minda yedu nekuti makaisa hama dzedu vana sekuru vedu kunzvimbo dzisingariviti ndo zvakatangira nyaya yemasai ichitongwa zvakare nyaya itotoriswa zvakare kuti hama dzedu dzekumdc dzaitokurudzira izvozvo nekuti masanctions anoita kuti upfumi hwenyika husavakike vane unoparadza upfumi hwenyika takaona zvakaitika kubva pakatanga masanctions kusvika 2008 takanga tava kutambura tichiraramba upenyu hunohwisa tisi muno nekuti zvaitirwa izvozvo kuti ava veamerica vagone kunoisa mapakeji avo avanenge vachiudzwa tichungamirirai nyika so vachipa ucherwa huri mukati menyika ino saka saizvozvo totarisa kuti ivo veamerica nebasi vanoramba vachiti masanctions ari targeted nani akadomani nekuti vanhu vanoti ako vakadoma vanhu vano upfumi hwavo vanokwanisa kurarama upenyu hwakanaka asi iwe neni zvizvarwa zvomuna muzimbabwe ikutitambura chisu tisina mukana ugona uchigadzirira pfuma chisu tisina kwatinokwanisa kana kunorabwa nekuti zvipotero zvedu hazvina kunatsojeka hazvina zvinhu zvakakwana saka zvinoda uchenjere kuti vanhu vazive kuti dzavaitsitsidzei dzekuti vanoda kubatsira hurumende yedu kana zvizvarwa zvemuno muzimbabwe dzavo itsitsidzei vavana tsitsi dzavainadzo vanavo kuda ngotiona tichiparara nekutangura mukati menyika yedu vachinyepedzera kutibatsira havana kana rudo nesu vanhu ava ndo chokwadi chofanira kuzivikanwa nevanhu zvinohwisa tsitsi kuti kune vamwe zvematongerwo enyika vanenge vari pamberi vachiti masanctions ngaagara aripo ivo kwavari vanoda kuti vanhu varambe vachitambura voita sezvimwariwari zvedoko doko zvichava zviri izvo zvino zvichayambusa nyika yezimbabwe isu tiri nyika yakazvimirira yega
Very interesting analogy there from Linda Masarira, the leader of LEAD. Apo vanga vari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvavakuti ivo zvakatemerwa vanhu vezanupf kana kuti nyika. Saka ivo vari kuti semaonero avo vari kuti zvirango izvi vanoona kunge zvakatanga pakapambwa yatingati IEV zvichipiwa kuvatema ndiwo maonero avo ndidzo.
Yeah, so she is saying that kunzima kakhulu lapha ngoba uthi izitheso lezi zafakelwa abantu bezanupf ngenxa yomhlabathi kodwa kulabanye bathi lokho ngani akula nto enjalo so ke uthi sizwe futhi eqhubekela phambili
that they were done wrongly, but who has got a formula on how native people were displaced from their land should take back their land. There was no way the white people were going to say, oh, no, no, black people, you can come now and take the land that our ancestors took. It was not going to happen. If there had not been land invasion, would we have had sanctions in Zimbabwe? No. They only came to put sanctions in Zimbabwe because Zimbabweans had taken back their land. Why didn't they put something when Kukura Hundi happened? They did not care because the human rights abuse were not happening to their own people. The human rights abuse they are talking about is the abuse that happened to the white people when black people wanted to take back their land. Is Zimbabwe the only country that has got native people? You have tried to reclaim what is theirs. When the Hutus and Tutsis war happened in Rwanda, did the U.S. embassy go and sanction Rwanda? The wars that have been happening in Mozambique, in Nigeria, in the Congo, where people were being killed in cold blood by soldiers, have we seen the U.S. embassy going to sanction those countries?
There you are, marvelous. We are Kuluma Jalokuti. Hey, very local. Kakwazi lokuthi kumele kwezweni kodwa kumele zesulwe izijeso zenotho lezi. So ngokuthi ele Melika kadlali kahle lapha khanya idlale indlela engayisiwa.
Ayi wafuthi kunzwa mujarelinda masarira vari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vachiti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvakaitwa pamusoro penyaya yekupiwa kwezi kuvanhu vatema vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zveupfumi zvakawanikwa zvakare zvichipiwa kuri Zimbabwe nekuti kodzero dzevachena ndo dzakanga dzaonekwa sekunge dzakatyorwa vakataura zvakare kuti zvinovarwadza kuti hapana chakaitika panguva iyo pakaitwa zvinhu zvakadai sebhukura hundi hapana kana masanctions akauya panguva iyoyo asi masanctions aya akatozotanga kuti auye nekuti kodzero
Yes, this is Obama ke Usipho Ngulube ukhonakala ke eJohannesburg ingcwethi wezombusazwe ezimeleyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba. Akusho ukuthi wena izijezo zenotho lezi zibona njani ngokubona kwakho sike. Kumele zesulwe kube zihlale zikhona.
Ndikube kunzima ukuthi ngijaje ukuthi zesulwe zihlale zikhona. Kodwa kimi ngokubona kwami azilamthelela omkhulu kwisimo esikiso. Isimo esikiso senziwa nguhulumende esilayo. Njengoba ngike ngatsho nje kwesinye kolunye uhlelo ukuthi i-economic meltdown esilayo ayiqalanga ngaso kulezi jeziso zenotho. Siyakhumbula ukuthi after independence amakhampani amanye avalwa kobulawayo wathi kuthiwa amakovethi ama-15,000 i-economy yethu yawa yachayeka. Iningi imithelela vele emthetho yethu, i-local imithetho yethu evele isenza i-economy yethu iwe. Asazi nxa kungakhitshwa lawa ma-sanctions umehluko okuzakwenza umehluko, kodwa mina ngokwamanje ubona umehluko.
Ye, so kodwa kumele kwenziweni uya phambili khona ngodaba lolo.
Sesingathi ngenye indlela sokungaba lula ngabe siyacela bawakhiphe ama-sanctions. Bangakhipha ama-sanctions laba abaphetheyo. Ngibona ngathi sebangayisweli into yokuvika kumbe bazathola okunye next time abangavika ngakho kodwa kwakhathi sibasavika ngama-sanctions lobu iqiniso belazi.
Singathi iqiniso kuye.
Iqiniso njengangisitsho ukuthi yikwehluleka kwabantu i-economy bayakwazi ukuthi iyabehlula. Sikhuluma manje dube ngikhuluma sala ngicela abantu nge-example elula emali yona le esiyitshintshayo emgaqweni. Imali itshintshwa esitaradeni phambili kwama-quota e-trade gold imali iyatshintshwa. Ngabe silohulumende ofuna ukubopha abantu abatshintsha imali kumbe abantu laba abatshintsha imali sithi kayisibo aba-connected abathintane labakhulu ngabe baboshwe ekuseni nemini nantambama abantu laba abatshintsha imali entsha new ongaza kuyithola ebhenki ebhenki baye belayini labantu belayini layini belele elayinini bengayitholi imali but ekuseni uzathola imali entsha iphethwe abantu abasestaradeni beyithengisa
so singathi kulobu ngilimbani la
kulobu ngilimbani okukhulu obungabuzwayo vele
Yes, tell me konapo ungayindawo. Sizwe ke marvelous ngena konapo what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that you know the problem is not that these sanctions are directly affecting people. He says the problem is mismanagement of the economy by people who are ruling right now. So he's very unhappy about what is going on. And he says, you know what, even if they remove these sanctions, what is going to happen? So he says maybe the solution is to remove the sanctions and then watch and see what is going to happen. Because these ZANU-PF rulers have over the years been saying, you know, the issue is on the sanctions. Mm-hmm. So if that is removed, what excuse are they going to come up with? That's his argument.
Uh-huh. Ako chukumfo, miyari kamile divaru kutawura iwo, kutisema onero awo, nyaya iye zvirango aitiriyo nyaya yanyanyonetsa munyika asi vari kutaura kuti ivo zvinenge zvakanaka kuti zvirango izvi zvimbobviswa kuti paonekwe kuti kana zvabviswa utongi uchaita hwejecheterere nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kubva munguva yapfuura bato rezanupf nehurumende vanenge vachingotaura ivo kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba munyika pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yemasanctions kana kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vari kutaura ivo kuti chanetsa muzimbabwe inyaya yeutongi husina kunyatsotsarukana nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa ivo zvematongerwo enyika.
Yes, we have Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who has actually joined us right now for this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening, Juve. Good evening, Sister Marvelous. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening.
Yes, Marvelous, go ahead with you.
What's your take on what we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe? We saw Linda Masarira of League and other organizations joining hands to say that they would like the sanctions removed from Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Sister. Myself, personally, I'm for that. Anything, any monster whatsoever, in whatever form, damaging the lives of black people must be condemned in the strongest term. These sanctions, to me, they are unjustified and they are not fair. If you look at it, people are saying they're not affecting people of Zimbabwe. As we talk, there's a climate conference in the United Kingdom, Glasgow, and the president of Zimbabwe is going to attend that. And Zimbabweans, we are the people suffering. I don't think these sanctions are actually affecting the leaders, which they are. These people are claiming that they are targeting. They are targeting povos like me, and the go-go back home. So myself, I think, I've listening to other African leaders speaking strongly against these sanctions. I even listened to the one man who is very successful in business, Strav Misiwa, talking about these sanctions, saying, how can a country function with its hands tied at the back? I think, to me, these sanctions must go. And if you look at the people that are putting sanctions in Zimbabwe, they never like Zimbabweans anyway. They are the people that will never want Zimbabweans to go to their country, even if those leaders that we have are going to start killing us. They will never allow us to go to their country. So what's the point of them trying to save us by punishing us instead of having, for 20 years now, these sanctions have been in place and they are doing nothing but only damaging us as a people.
Yes, cela ukuthi ufake khona konke ngesintu baba umlalazi.
Yeah, mina ngisho baba dibe ngithi mina alikwizwe emhlabeni elingena ama problems ala. So izwe lakithi inkinga esinazo thina njengezwe. Mina ngibona ngani we must be left alone. Sizigqabulule thina inkinga njengabantu bamnyama. I-Africa ina ma leaders. I-Africa ndiba bayidivide bona abantu. I think inkinga esinazo njengeZimbabwe ngabe kuthiwa zikulungiswa yiwo ama-African leaders, sincediswa yibo, but ama-sanctions sehlale kakhulu for 20 years now sinama-sanctions. And mina ngibona ngani ngoba iZimbabwe is a sovereign country, yiko kwenza ukuthi nama-leaders abe so hostile because ma ngaba mhlawumbe thina abantu bamnyama singakhulumi ngazo linye against the sanctions, babe bona ngani kukhona abantu ababenefita from this sanction. So mina bengithi azisuswe izidezo lezi bese silungisa inkinga esinazo. Angithi ukuthi inkinga zikho, but makhangela thina ema-tedeleni saba-affected kakhulu, sasukunyezwa. But angazi noma imedia engafiki na ema-tedeleni babengazi kona la bantu bafaka ama-sanctions. Ngabe leso sikhathi omele sifake ama-sanctions njengeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bengasukunyezwa. Khona manje abantu abasukunyezwa, there are very few compared to what happened ngalesi sikhathi engikhuluma ngaso. So mina ngibona ngani indlela ukuthi mhlawumbe interference nje ama ukuthi mhlawumbe kwaba affected bona laba abantu bayivele befikile kithi bazosibezolta nathi umnotho wethu. So mina ngithi baqinisile omama labo Msariwa, Mbuto Msariwa ukuthi ama-sanctions makahambe. Akusho ukuthi ma ekhona noma ehambile sekuzoba easy for ukuthi ama-senze i-politics yethu ngendlela elula. Izoba lokhu super, but kungcono ma sivele sizenzela sikhuluma sikonde into eyodwa, but then kuthi khona manje i-government yeZimbabwe you are failing because izwe eliboshelisa ngemuva so alikhulu lebelizwe leli sibe sibona ukuthi government iyaphambili ithini ngoba ama political parties onke khona they are involved in ekubusenyezwe lakithi ngakhangela kokulaya for instance ngingaboni faka ividiyo ukuthi amagandeni akuna ma toilets akuna electricity akula manzi ama leaders wonke la campaign awe kuze ukukhuluma ngakhona ngoba kukhuluma nje ngokuthi elections zoyiwina njani sizonibusa njani so
yes
sikukabi khona ukuba badulwa ngazi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu bamlala sicela ubambe khona pho ke ungayikatshana mamlasi
ayiwa aphothi ukuzwa bamlalazi bari kutaura ivo kuthi vanobvumirana nezviri kutaurwa namuzvare masarira vachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zviri kukuwadza vanhu vagari vemunyika kwete kungoti vatungamiri chete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kana paine zvinhu zvakadai sezvirango upfumi hwenyika hauzofamba zvakanaka vari kutaura ivo kuti kumamisha zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire kurambidzira upfumi hwenyika.
Yes, we've got Ezos Jesus Banda who has been talking to people in Bulawayo about sanctions and the general situation in the country. Still remember, Marvelous, recently the MTC Alliance leader, Nelson Chamisa, claims that he was actually attacked in Mutare, you know, by some suspected ZANU-PF activists. But before we go to that video, let's hear from the ZANU-PF spokesperson, acting spokesperson, Mr. Bima. So he has got something to share with us. So let's listen to this audio that he actually sent us.
Extremely happy that in the past we were more of making a solo noise coming from Zimbabwe talking about this sanction. But we are happy now that it's not only Zimbabwe, it's the entire SADC region, it's the entire African continent that is now talking about sanctions being removed, and that these sanctions are illegal, and that these sanctions are unfounded, and that let's give Zimbabwe a chance to develop on end, and that it has the potential. And I'm happy to say the progress that we have made tremendous progress in terms of improving on the economy, stabilizing the economy, and improving the way we do business. But we have done that under sanctions. And imagine if we didn't have sanctions, the development will be phenomenal. And therefore, it's important that we continue to get this support, that the sanctions be removed and removed for good, so that the country can be given that space to develop. And develop we will. And on all fronts, the trajectory is positive. There's a lot that is now happening in terms of agriculture. And we thank God for the good rainy season. But also, apart from the good rainy season, the various programs that have boosted potential, and as a result, it's leading to manufacturing. And there's a lot that is now happening in mining. The production is just gone haywire.
That is Mr. Mike Bieber. He's the ZANU-PF acting spokesperson. So he's talking about sanctions and saying, well, if there were no sanctions, Zimbabwe would have a very lovely economy. Okay, Marvelous, go ahead.
Aiwa, apo tandatirikunzwa kubva kuna vaMike Bima vachitaura ivo vakamirira bato reZANU-PF pari zvino semutauri rimwe bato iri vachitaura ivo kuti dai pasina zvirango zvakatenerwa nyika. Aiwa, Zimbabwe ingadai yabudirira zvikuru. Vari kuti ivo ehe pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika. Uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti izvi zviri kutoitika Zimbabwe ichivi yakatemerwa zvirango. Saka vanoona kunge zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire chaizvo kuitira kuti pundutso ikurumbidze kuuya munyika yeZimbabwe. Vataura zvakare vakati vari kufara nerutsigiro rwavari kuwana kubva kunyika dzeSADC idzo dzawanikwawo dzichiungana muBotswana vachitaurawo vakatsigira Zimbabwe kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe zvibviswe. Saka vati ivo izvi zviri kuvafadza nekuti zvinoreva kuti dzimwewo nyika dzemuAfrica hadzisi kufara nezvirango izvi zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe.
Lo ke umnumzana Mike Bima okade khuluma ke ukhulumela ibandla leZANU-PF esithi hayi phela kulabanye abantu abakuSADC region asebencedisa labo ukuthi phela kwesule izithezo lezi. Uthi asiseSADC yodwa, bakhona abanye abakubona khonokho. Sikhuluma nje kulo ovela kwi-United Nations, u-Elena Doohan uyahlolisisa ukuthi izithezo lezi zenzani lezo lezimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje ulungiselele ukuthi uzakwethula umbiko wakhe ngesikhathi esilandelayo. So ke we've got Zasisa Sibanda speaking with people in Bulawayo. Let's listen to this interview in which he's talking to one of the MTC Alliance activists based in the city of Kings and Queens. So he's talking mainly about what happened last week to Mr. Innocent Chamisa, who claims that his car was actually stoned and a bullet went through one of the windows of the cars, of the windows. So at the end of the day, he says nothing, absolutely nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, as the demands of the USA, Britain, and other countries that impose sanctions on ZANU-PF officials.
Lapho ke umdimo uzidlodlo kambe ke kwinokwenzakalayo abantu ke sebesola ukuthi kanti manje amabandla aphikisayo kuyaliwa ngaphandle kumongameli kuthiwe bebefuna ukumdura bembulala kambe uliqinise linganano
ngizakala ngokuthi okokulwa vele siyakwazi ukuthi isita siyangena izanu iyazakala ngokungena emabandleni aphikisayo ukuqala maybe impact yezanu but siyakwazi ukuthi vele isizanu sigcwele ebantwini abaningi eZimbabwe
kuthi wena ibandla lakho le lapho ukuthi uthi kulabantu abayizana abajoyina ibandla
amabandla wonke nje
amabandla wonke aphikisayo kuyingqondo ukubulala amabandla aphikisayo
yebo but lokho okunye okwemasingo le Manicaland okwenzakale kuChamisa vele ukwenza kwezanu from ama 80s vele siyakwazi ukuthi izanu bebelokhe be abafuna ukuphikisa ama 80s you remember ukuthi unkomo laye wakwadutshula wakuthi 82-83 siyakwazi ukuthi okombaye wadutshulwa bekuzuma asikwazi kumbe ngumbhobho kumbe kuyini but konke into embi kakhulu ukuthi uzabalizwe bani kanti ukuthi amabizo aphikisayo engavumeleki
kodwa nxawukhangela abantu aningi bathi ukutshalo kuthana awuthengisa ukuthi ngumbhobho ngandilitshe
it can be anything but okubi vele
ukuthi befuna ukumtshaya
ukuthi bafuna ukumtshaya kumbe kuyini akumelanga sikhangele ukuthi kuyini litshe ngumbhobho kurongo khonoku ukuthi abantu sebengama-experts ama-ballistic experts yikho vele isitha esiyabe sifuna ukuthi ukwenza ukuthi liqalise ukudawuta liqalise ukwenza i-false prevalence ukuthi hhayi le amabandleni aphikisayo la kulo msindo kule violence i-violence is wrong but erongo kakhulu ngenziwa i-state enjengegugurawundi njenge-2008 njengayona le esiyibonayo ngoba i-state uma ingabophi abantu abayenza i-violence irongo kakhulu it's culpable yiyo elomlando so i-state yona kumele ibe yiyo ebaphambili ukuthi ibophe abantu sakubona kumasingo lawana okwathiwa ngabezanu owezikhosi umfana lwana lo sobhukulwana ngabe sebebotshiwe uma abakabotshwa bazi ukuze wabadula unkomo akukwazwakala ukuthi kuhamba njani
so umongameli we-alliance ngalesi khathi manje uyamkhuthaza ukuthi ahambe nxa ngomkhuthaza njengomlandeli webandlalelo ungamkhuthaza ukuthi aqhwele phambili ngemisebenzi yakhe ukuvakatshela abantu umbayekele njengakhanya ngofuna umbulala
hhayi vele ukubusa ezombusazwe vele e-Africa lapha vele kwenziwa inkani kumele aqhubeke ayenze you must understand i-environment vele esikiyo abe lesibindi uma uligwale e-Africa lapha kungazeke kuphuma because abadala laba sebagcila sokuthi
balempande
so kumele kusebenze kanzima ukuthi baphume ukuthi kuphume impande leziya ngoba ziningi singahlala siyi-5 omunye wangikhona
so manje kambe ama-elections lazabewa-2023 ufuna enziwe kumbe wona
ama-election
ayenziwe njona kuzathi iqiliwe futhi
engakhuthaza wonke umuntu kambe ayivota kule majini esingayifika i-rigging ayisakwaniseki abantu bangaphuma ngokunengi njengoba esakubona eZambia esibona kwamanye amazwe
eZambia.
There you are, marvelous. So this document belongs to the MTC Alliance. So he's saying, you know, there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe, and he's tracing back this kind of violence that has been happening to the 1980s, you know. He's talking about the Kukuraundi massacres. We know that, you know, the 5th Brigade actually allegedly killed more than 20,000 people in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. And those were the two strongholds of PF ZAPU. So we know that at that time, PF ZAPU was led by Joshua Nkabo Nkomo. So he's saying, you know, this hasn't ended, and what these sanctions are is a reflection of what is happening right now in Zimbabwe. Yes, marvelous. We also have ZANU-PF supporters who are saying, you know what is happening in the country is like these sanctions are killing people. You know, they are really causing havoc, according to them. So here is one young man who was talking about, who is actually talking about these sanctions with Ezra Chesaswand.
I'm a young person from Culture Park who is currently stuck in the Lupane Station.
Is it Lupane Station? Who is the man that is on the
field? Yes.
What are you doing?
I think.
The Mutom Mucha, yeah.
Yes, in general, Mutom Mucha, I think it's very unfortunate for the opposition. For your opposition, which is Ikamba among. You know, when we have sanctions and then when as Zimbabwe we are supporting, it's quite unfortunate. Anguzi Fisi, which you come by the Kandala. So when things like the UN rapporteurs like at this, or they come to the country to assist, I think it's time, whether you're an opposition member, a ZANU-PF member, or whatever party you support, I think it's time to hold hands. Spambani Zanja. And we come up with one position which sanctions must fall. Because other countries are already saying our sanctions are suffering. These other countries that you speak of, Unalabo, South Africa, we have Namibia, we have Mozambique, the whole of SATA is backing us under which our sanctions law are put. But we have people within our own country, Tarat, where is with it? Our Tibona, our Funama sanctions, they even go to extreme measures to fake gunshots.
So
I think those are false allegations. I think Sonke Sivonila ma pictures lawana. It gunshots they has. You know? So I think those are just false allegations. So it's actually unfortunate for people who are Zimbabweans to go on to such extreme measures. Those measures in that energy, obviously Faga on seeing sanctions must go. Obviously, further on uniting as the people to say that Sifuna e country to a family, I think we would be obviously kachana kaku if we were putting that same image in play.
But those who are full of the university,
I think it's as a Misha. Yes, I am very optimistic. Which are my sanctions lower in a Puma? In a Puma, we will go far as a country because as a city, I am very optimistic and I hope the UN Abaco and Alapa to assist, they will get that message now.
There you are, marvelous. So this young man is saying sanctions must go today, not tomorrow. He's saying that his future is bleak if the sanctions are in place.
Ehe, apotikuzwa mungo mkoma na wechikiki anova iye mengo. Yes, ano piefo. Arikuta ora iye kutsi, aywa, shirambo ishi, ngashi diske. Ehe, varikuta ora shakari wa arikushora kutsi, iwo mapacha no pikisa. Sei, varikuta kutsi shirambo, 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 shiripo. Mwetiki ya arikuse mkoma na wechikiki, shirambo ishi, shiripo mkanganisa. Uye shi, mune shusha kawanda nyanyafanya ye upumi, wenika nejimu oo.
Mr. Ngulube, so you heard this young man saying the sanctions must go, and he's saying, you know, the opposite of what you're saying in terms of the impact of the sanctions on industries and management of the country. He's saying all this is happening because of sanctions, nothing else. Baba Ngulube.
I go right, Baba, to know about the young man. Tina, we are over 50, I'm to see Pume. U-1980 sibona izinto zitshintsha, zitshintshe ezandleni zethu. Ama-99, late 90s walana kutshintsha i-economy besikukhangele thina. So thina kasikhulumi ngento yakulivi ephelela, sikhulumi ngento yama-sanctions ekuvele kulivi ephelela. Sikhuluma ngo-railways bethuthwa, besiwa, besifa. Abafana bona yena lo mfana omazi okhulumayo angahamba e-United College of Education ayebona umgodi. Owakhethwayo wesitimela sesivulelwe indlela entsha, owakhethwa ngama-90s, sowaze wabhoko wavaleka manje. Awukhangela bona umgodwana wawugwese ukuthi isitimela sizatshintsha umgwaqo sifakwe ngapha, asizange sitshintshe isitimela. Ahambe khona le-Queen's Park semndawo kulento ezinjalo. Ngihambe ngalisela into eningi, ngangumfana omncane nxa engakwazi. Thina sikhule koBulawayo njengangengathi, sikhule koBulawayo ifunctiona. Manje abantu nje bethathela imchova kasi abantu bamamchova sebevalela amamchova yabo ngama sanctions nawo nalawo njengana uhulumende semonopolize i transport industry ngama sanctions na abantu abalamchova sebethathela imchova yathatha abanye abasayisebenzi bethenga imchova ngemali zabo ayisasebenzi isikontrola nguhulumende ama sanctions angena ngapi lo ubasizana layo kwathi izulu linile kule minyaka opheleyo kuvuniwe kodwa impuphu lamanje thina impuphu siyithenge eGoli size sithengele isawudo. Isawudo into yayingathengwa eyayingacelwa lobu useyithatha emzini. Isawudo siyithenge eGoli, impuphu siyithenge eGoli njengamanje. Inxa kuyukuthi kulinyiwe ekhaya yindaba kumashopu singahambi sike sithenge impuphu ye-normal price, hayi ukuthi impuphu iwe-double price. Isinkwa ekhaya si-about 20 rand manje. Nxa kuthiwa kwakulinyiwe kathi isinkwa indawo singabe yi-12 round. In at least 15 rand,
I'll pass it up. Yes, I was a colleague, Spelman, but I'm okay. It's one of the other serpent of the inn. Katangani was a Pumila Konamaji. Yes, so while we're waiting for Marvelous, what we can say is that maybe Mr. Ngulube, the problem is in the manner in which these sanctions are being portrayed by certain people, you know, the opposition and the ruling government. Is that not the case? Yeah, ukuthi kambe kungabe ama sanctions lawa abekwe ngendlela eyo yini? Xa sikhangela ukuthi
abekwe ngendlela right Dube, yiko bengithe mina ukuze singabi lento esizabe siyikhomba kumbe sikhombana ngayo ngemini. Awakhishwa ama sanctions sibone ukuthi okuzacatshwa ngakho next kuyini. Ngoba iqiniso lama sanctions awasithinti vele awasenzeli lutho. Asazi ukuthi ama-sanctions athinta ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abanothileyo ngabantu aba-connected ephathini abantu abathize abamonopolize izinto njengoba namfaka i-example yendaso amabhasi siyakwazi ukuthi okulomnu umzali othize othenga amabhasi wawafaka kuzubko kwaso ku-affecta wonke umuntu lozithengela ikhombi yakhe sokuthiwa akafake ikhombi yakhe kuzubko kambe ikhombi yakho nxa uzayifaka kuzubko wena ukwazi ukuzimanejela ususiyamanejelwa ngomunye umuntu nxa esifile i-maintenance yakhona ngoyenzayo kodwa umanejwa ngomunye umuntu uyakuyithengelana i-property yakho pho
siyawuza kakhulu solubambe khonapho ke Marvelous, go ahead.
I'm not sure if maybe if you can back announce what our guest was saying.
Yeah, he was saying that you know, when it comes to sanctions, the problem is the manner in which these sanctions are being, you know, talked about by the ruling party, you know, actually painting that picture as if they are seriously affecting people. But he's saying the bottom line is remove them and see what they can do next.
Aywa, apo mnyari kamige do arkita ora kuti maonero avo ivo, varkuti ivo, shnebe shichita urba pamsoro, kenye iyo yiye masanctions ivo sema onero awagari kuti sivo dai masanctions ai abviswa kuti tigozoona kana kuti nyika igozoona kuti pane zvichasanduka here nekuti vanoti pari zvino hurumende inenge iri kungoshandisa kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba pamusoro penyaya yezvirango izvozvi zvavanoti zvakatemerwa vamwe nhengo dzezanupf.
Yes, I also spoke to Sepet Musengezi, who has actually filed a court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary. He says that you know, he's now receiving death threats, and this is because he filed that kind of application. Let's listen to the interview briefly here.
We have to file the affidavit, which they must do, I'm sure, within the next 10 days. In any society, there are some overzealous people. You know, some of the comrades will be trying to please their masters, and they will be sending threats, some will be calling, threatening. But I don't see why anyone would want to harm me, because this is just a court application. If they have anything against, they should just file their papers instead of calling and harassing me. George Charamba, that one is the crazy man. Who listens to Charamba? He doesn't, like a presidential spokesperson. This is a party matter. It's not a government. It's not a government issue. I've been a member of the NPF since I was in Form 3. And I've gotten evidence to support, you know. I've got my current membership cards. I've got my membership cards before the 2017 change of leadership. So for a person like George Charamba to come out and say I'm not a party member, if he doesn't know me, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not a party member. And we don't work with George Charamba in ZANU-PF, because he is a spokesperson of the president regarding government matters, not party matters. When it comes to the party, we have our own spokesperson. I'm determined for the party to follow the constitution. And I'm not saying the first secretary and president of the party, Comrade Mnangagwa, should be removed from this section. I'm simply saying, let's regularize the leadership. Let's follow the dictates of our own constitution. The constitution has got directions on how we convene and preside over the meetings that select the leadership. Let's just follow that. If Comrade Mnangagwa wants to be elected as the president and first secretary of the party, he is free to contest like any other, you know, comrade who would also want to contest for the same position. If Comrade Mnangagwa wins, then that's fine. But if he loses, he can be redeployed, and, you know, we can have a leader who has been selected by the people, not the current setup of imposition. He was imposed on the people of ZANU-PF. He didn't elect him. They had their own meetings, the Mchangwas, the Matema Dandas, people who were expelled from the party. So we can't say, we can't have a leader who was selected by people who were expelled, who were not members of the party.
There is the Mr. Msengezi. So we are well again, love of marvelous. Ukulume ziti ke Mnangagwa kumele asuswe esikhundleni sikasekretari kumbono bhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF. So uthi ke kulabantu sebemthwalise nzima abantu bayamethusela abanye bafuna ukumbulala into ezinjalo ngena khona marvelous.
Aiwa apo tikunzwa kubva kuna vamusengezi vanga vari kutaura ivo naDibs Dube vachitaura ivo kuti kubva pavakawanikwa ivo vachitsura nyaya yavo kuhigh court yekuti vada kuti vaMnangagwa vabviswe pachigaro vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vachiwanikwa vachitsvinidzirwa mazi ekuti ngavafi nezvimwe zvakadaro saka asi vari kutaura ivo kuti havasi kufara nekutorwa kwakaitwa masimba navaMnangagwa.
Mr. Mlalazi, what's your take on this court application? You know, I know that you are not a lawyer, but, you know, from an observer's point of view, what's your take on this?
I'm going to go to the court.
Baba Babitswana, ngoba manje sithi umgabe wakhitha ngendlela engekho right, you should have realized ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe babambana kanjani makuphuma ubaba lwana wayevele esingezela. He missed an opportunity as a leader of umgabe for nearly 40 years, kokheli izwe elinabantu abadivided, tribal division ayikhona phakathi kwabantu. So, a court application laid a non-starter to me because he is mentioning a name that is sending chilies to our spine. That all would work to fail a embusweni, umuntu wathi angisazwalisa amazwi kangaka. We are now becoming a wasted generation because of umuntu oyefana naye ubaba uMgabe. But having said that, into engiyibonayo mina as a person, you have just said ukuthi I'm not a lawyer, ngikhuluma nje with the layman's point of view ukuthi njengomuntu weZimbabwe ngibona ngilungele ukuthi nami ngi-air my own view. Ngibona ngani the seed of hate and intolerance, political intolerance, comes from the leaders. Even if it's a church, a leader man in a clinic or anything, you can see any part in Zimbabwe now. And then again, we adopted independence, we adopted where we are going to go. Even if that person is going to lead us in the ditch and we end up being swallowed by a shark, we all going to go there like blind sheep. But if you look at it, people we don't get leaders among our United States, Zimbabwe, because we're having a country called Zimbabwe under sanctions. That is a fact. Zimbabwe is under sanctions, and as black people should be talking with one voice, not people suspecting their cause, using an advantage of which now there's a special repertoire corner in the country. It's a PTP, there's a corner, it's one of the China, it's not only embarrassing anyone, it's embarrassing Mutomiyama in the world. Mutomiyama in Africa is a continent. They are being embarrassed when Mutomiyama behaves like animals. It's not really fair with running after each other for the sake of being a leader or for other few people who are leading these political parties. It's an embarrassment to them because you look at them, we're leading a party. Or any party will get a T-shirt, any kind of the moon to Napa Chara Yamada Zimbabwe. You can see what as a nation we are going to go in circles, it's getting up, we are going towards the election. I'm going to support political tolerance. If you are not happy with what has happened in this other party, you are being labeled, would you belong to this party? Akusena freedom nje ukuthi singakhuluma into esifuna because we believe that we belong to a certain party. So lo ukhulumela ubaba uMgabe, I think kumele attack iZimbabwe, not the court. Kumele attack, he deserves to be attacked, really attacked, ngoba he's taking us back into an era sihlukumeza kakhulu. Babetholakala bonena lo baleka betholakala maningi wanti in their home. They are thieves. That's all they are.
So siyakuzwa kakhulu ke babu uNgulube, ubona njani konoko ba
azwa kuba umlalazi nxa sesithi umuntu is deserved to be attacked, kanti ukhandema i-attack le esikhuma ngayo i-political tolerance uqale wayikhondema at nothing, but sesithi this person deserved to be attacked. But in a state esile rule of law, that person is ule right yokuthi nxa ele point angiyazi i-constitution yezanu-P F, angiyazi i-constitution yeZimbabwe, but uMgabe nyamzonda, but uMgabe wakhishwa kabi esikhundleni. Siyakwazi ukuthi that was a coup yakhipha uMgabe. We supported it as Zimbabweans because sasiku-situation eyayivele sibona uMgabe kumele aphume, but sasingaboni ukuthi we're aiding iZANU-P F ku-process yabo. So iZANU-P F used the PIP. So lo muntu ngayele right, nxa sikhuluma i-constitution sikhuluma simlandela ukuthi uthini. Siyakwazi bangapho babumphoko ababe ngo-vice president. Phela umphoko is supposed to be there nxa kuyithi izanu yalandela i-constitution. Singananazi. Umuntu onjengomphoko should be there. Umphoko siyakwazi kaholi le pensheni manje waxoshwa sanja. Iqiniso kasilimele umuntu lobu umzonda, but nxa kuyukuthi enye into kayisiyo kuhle kumele siyikhondene. And siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bezanu vele bazamthrethena nalo muntu. That's the reality of Zimbabwe. Yiko sebemthrethena. Siyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe vele ungaphuma against certain part vele uzatshelwa ukufa asengafa lokufa yena lomuntu, which is not right. Umuntu kumele nxa ephuma kumbe uyakwehliwa yikhoti yakwehliwa zimali zakhe, ikhoti ifike imtshele. But ivele ikhoti yeZimbabwe isisile, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ikhoti yeZimbabwe is controlled by certain individuals. Siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba omunye obe nguchief judge utshelile ukuthi umthetho usephelelwe yitheme yakhe, kodwa ubiselwe izindlela ezithize eziyi-backdoor. Siyawazi amajaji eZimbabwe amaningi ala maplaza aphezulu. Khonokuyala i-system is dead vele khaya.
Ye, so ke kufanele ngisikwa kancane nje kolapho ngamtshana.
Eh, what I'm trying to say is umlalazi mustn't condemn and at the same time go against the same thing I condemnayo. He condemned the system in Zimbabwe, political tolerance. If he condemns political tolerance, he must completely condemn it, not condemn it and the other time you support it. We must stop political tolerance in Zimbabwe, and then we must give people a chance. If you want that person want to go and to court and challenge the, not saying the presidents of Mnangagwa, he is free to do that. If it's in a free country, and the court must judge, give a judgment. Hey, that's the only way you can do. But we know in Zimbabwe, the courts are the courts are controlled by the state. So even if he goes to court, there are slim chances of winning that court case. And the other thing, we know these threats which are now coming on. We are expecting these threats. Every time you speak against the ruling party in Zimbabwe, you get threats.
Thank you very much. And according to some ZANU-PF officials, you know, I spoke to Eliphaz Mashaba and Dilip Kaule. They're saying that this guy has got a right to actually file this court application. And they are going to see what is going to happen next. So at the end of the day, they are saying, okay, he may have missed the point because of a certain article in the ZANU-PF Constitution, which actually gives the decision-making body in ZANU-PF, the Central Committee, to make certain decisions outside Congress. But his argument is that committee was not properly constituted. You know, it was not convened in the proper manner. So that's where his argument is. Yeah.
Aiwa, apota tikunzwa mnyarikani wedu vari kutaurawo vachisivo zviri kutaurwa navamupengezi zvekuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzwa uyezve pane vamwe vavari kutowanikwa ivo vachiti ngavafi mushure mekunge vakwidza nyaya yavo yekuti vamunangagwa vabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakapiwa masimba aya zvisiri pamutemo mubato irori rezanupf. Saka munyarikano vanga vari kuti hapana chakaipa kuti munhu akwanise kukwidza nyaya yakadai. Zvinhu zvinotofanira kunge zvichiitika munyika pasina kutyisidzirwa. Asi vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo bato rezanupf rakashandisa veruzhinji pavakabvisa vamugabe kuti vagadzirise zvinhu zvemuyatingati bato ravo. Asi veruzhinji vanga vasingatoziva kuti ndozvichazoitika mune ramangwana. Saka apo vari kutaura kuti aiwa nyaya iyi iri kuitika nekuti vamusengezi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vari muzimbabwe hazvina kunaka, nekuti munhu kana dai kwanga paine mutongi wechechetere munhu anobvumidzwa kutaurawo zviri pamwoyo pake. Uyezve vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti vagarisane zvakanaka kana yatinoti yetolerance. Nekuti
sorry, marvelous. I think you cut off. So can you rejoin, please, where you are? I think there was an issue there. So I think we are coming almost to the end of the show, and maybe we'll get Marvelous back because she was slightly cut off. Yeah, so I'm happy that she's back. She was cut off from the... yes. So now we've come to the end of the show. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. These are independent commentators, and we also wish to thank those that contributed to the show. That is Blessing Zulu, who spoke to Mr. Mike Bima of ZANU-PF, and Ezra Chikaswanda, who spoke to several people in Bulawayo. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mishanganya here, saying have a very good night.